Gemara Erubin has been sponsored by Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife Celia for their success, for their children's success, health, happiness, beracha, parnasa, v'hatzlacha, bechol ma'aseh yedehem. Daf Tzadi Gimal. Today's daf has been dedicated in honor of Mr. Jack and Marilyn Shcheba, dedicated by his son Isaac. Hashem alayhem yichyu amen. Today's daf is being studied Le'adu Nishmat HaChem Baruch, Rafael ben Miriam, and Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, Tanichem began Eden, amen. We are starting on the Tzaddi Bet, Amud Sheni, and we are 9 lines from the bottom. Amar lehu Abaye. Amar lehu Abaye. So Abaye comes along and says, Imken matzinu mechitza le'esor. We found in our cases that we're going to review in a moment that a wall being placed up brings a stringency. A wall brings isur. She'ilmale en mechitza marhik dalet amod vezoreya. Because normally when you have the law of kilayim, let's review. Kilayim is planting grapes, gefanim, next to yarak. So normally the law is that you have to leave at least a space of 4 amot in between the grapes and the vegetable, and it's not considered kinayim. So he says, normally if you didn't have a wall, so then you'd be able to go for amot. Vilu ashta asura. But now that you had a chatzir, let's review, you had the chatzir gedola, and the chatzir gedola had gifufim, had those side poles coming out. And it was straight open into a chatzir ketana. And the Mishnah said that we compare that the Chatzer Ketana is in the Gedola. And therefore, if you're planting Zera'im in the Ketana, Zera'im in the Ketana and Gefanim in the Gedola, so the Zera'im are considered as if they're planted with the Gefanim and they become Asur Bana'a. No matter where you're planting them. Even if it's 4 Amot away. So normally, we see that a wall brings leniencies. Here we see a wall is bringing astringency. So that by yes, is what we find such a concept that walls now are gorem isur. So the Gemara says, "Amad le Rabbi Zera la Abaye." So Abaye comes along, Rabbi Zera ta Abaye. Velo matzinu mechitza leisur is what I mean. You haven't seen such a concept that the mechitza is isur. Ve'atenan, we learned in our Mishnah chatzer gedola shenifretza leketana gedola muteret uktana asura meperes shehi kefetcha shel gedola, which we found in the case of the Mishnah. Le'inyan, let's say carrying, you have a chatzer gedola that's opened up into a ketana. So we said, it's mutar to carry in the gedola, and it's asur to carry in the ketana. V'ilu hishva et gifufeha, but let's say you would get rid of the gifufim, right? You would get rid of those side posts in the the shoulders of the gedola, so therefore it would be straight open into the ketana. If you look at your art scrolls, you have a picture on the bottom, where you see the gedola and the ketana are totally flush, open to each other, right? You put up a wall, right, in order to cover up the gifufim. You also have it in Rashi as well, in your regular gemariyot. You see what they did is they constructed a wall blocking the gifufim. So now the gedola is opened up into the ketana. So the gemara says, v'ilu izvat gifufeha gedola name asura, which means now it's considered all one, and therefore the gedola is asur as well, because now it's all considered one shared area. So what do you see over here? By adding a wall, it brought isur, which means you had the regular case of the chatzer gedola, the ketana, it was mutar to carry in the gedola. You added this wall on both sides to cover the gifufim, as you see in the picture. So now what happens? The gedola becomes a surah as well. So what do you see? Sometimes by adding a wall, it brings isur. So it comes again and says, no, that's not the way you look at it. Amar le hatam siluk mechitzotu. By adding those walls, it's not considered adding a wall, it's considered taking away the gifufim. And therefore, by putting those side walls up, so now since the gifufim are not considered viable anymore, so therefore it's not considered that the gedola has mechitzot anymore, that are considered closed off, therefore the gedola is asur. So it's not considered adding walls, it's considered removing walls. So we're back to the question. Amar le Rava l'Abaye ve'lo matzinu mechitza le'isur? Okay, fine. We haven't found in another place mechitzot that bring isur. I'll bring you a case. Sikech al gabe achsadra sheyesh la pitzimin keshera. You have an achsadra. What's an achsadra? Achsadra is a structure. You have, let's say, four poles, and you have a roof on top. You're making a sukkah. Let's say you built an achsadra next to walls, in between walls. Picture it like you have a mavui. So you have, let's say, walls on both sides. Okay? And you build this achsadra over here. Oh, you have a picture. 329. Okay, two walls. Solid walls on the right and the left. And you built a sukkah in between. So your two walls are solid. Now for a sukkah to be kasher, you need at least three. Of course, four walls would be okay as well. So you have your two solid walls on the side. Now you're building what's called pitzimin. You know what pitzimin are? Pitzimin are like boards that are at least a tefah long. So now you're building on four sides, you put these pitzimin. So these pitzimin that you're putting, these boards, are considered as if they extend. So technically you have two extra walls that the pitzimin are closing, and therefore you have a kosher sukkah. But let's see on the top line. Sikech al gabe achsadra sheyesh la pitzimin shtei defanot sheyesh la kelcheta leorka. You have the two walls on the side, lengthwise. Va'asuya kemavui. Ubdofen shirishit v'reviyit, kivu'in amudim mekane azaviyot. V'yesh lahem tefah. So you have these pitzimin that have a tefah's worth of space, and they extend. Keshera detan shtayim kelchetan u'shishit afilu tefah. Which the law is for sukkah, for a wall, all you need is a tefah for the third wall, so you kasher. So the Gemara says, second line, V'ilu hishva pitzimin pesula. Let's say, as in picture 330, you would add planks on the sides where the walls are. You'd add planks across. Thereby, your pitzimin now at the corners are covered. Which means no longer is it considered protruding a tefa. Now they're equal. As you see in the picture over here, just so you can point it out, look at 329, the pitzimin, the outer pitzimin, and look what happens now at 330, that tefah, you cannot see it anymore. As if you covered it up, you filled it in. And therefore the deen is, that's not considered a wall. So what do you see over here? You added a wall, and now the sukkah becomes asur. So Rav is saying, what, you never saw adding walls that are asur? Here you added a wall to the sukkah, and now the sukkah becomes asur. So the Gemara says, no, you're looking at it the wrong way also. Amar Abaye, lididi keshera. So first, Abaye says, hold on. First of all, I argue with your whole premise. I hold that the sukkah is still keshera in that case. That she says, "Ledidi keshera, depending alak behamiltal kamam perkin, deafidu en la shum mechitza, aminam pitekra yored v'sotem." He says, "Forget, I don't need those pitzimin. By the way, cover the pitzimin. I hold that the top of the roof that comes to corners, that the ends, we consider it pitekra. The roof, the lip of the roof, comes straight down and makes a wall." So he says, those walls that you added is not going to ruin my sukkah. So first of all, ledidi keshera. And then he comes along and says, uldidach
And according to you, siduk mihitzoti. Why are you considering it adding walls? On the contrary, it's considered taking away walls. Because your original walls that were made the kashrut was what? The pitzimim. Those were walls. Now by adding this wall, you're taking away the pitzimim. So therefore, we still haven't found a case of adding walls that bring the isur. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar le Rava bar Rav Hanan Abaye. They don't matzin in mechitzah le isur. We go to the next case. We haven't found the case where mechitzah le isur. Not tenya bebraita. Buy it. Shechatzio mekora, dechatzio eno mekora. Okay, you have a house. Half of it is roofed and half of it is unroofed. Gefanim kan, mutal lezroa kan. Okay, you have, let's say, gefanim under the roof. So on the area that's unroofed, right at the border, next to each other, you can plant zeraim. Ve'ilu hishva et kiruyo. However, if let's say you made the whole thing roofed, you added the other side, asur. So what do you see? Which means, what's the logic why when you have half of it roofed and half of it not roofed, you can plant them right next to each other? Exactly. Because we consider the area that was roofed, pitikla yored v'sotem. We consider that roof as if it comes down and makes a wall. Okay? And now you have gefanim on one side of the wall, and you have zeraim on the other side of the wall. But the Gemara is assuming at this point, oh, but you add a roof, so therefore, we have a leniency. You can plant them right next to each other. Now, she'en ken, when you add a wall, meaning you add more roof, now you fill the whole roof up. So now what's the deen? You have to put them far from each other. So what do you see? By adding roof, you're adding a wall, now you brought isur. So the Gemara answers the obvious answer. Amar le hatam siluk mihitzoti shela. I'm sorry, mihitzotu, which means you're taking away the pitikra, which means you had a wall over there. By adding more roof, you're removing the wall. So therefore, it's still considered siluk mihitza. So basically what this Gemara is trying to do the whole time, until this point, is where do you see that adding a wall brings the isur? That's the question. So Gemara says, Shalach le Rabba la Abaye biyad Rav Shemaya bar Zaira. Okay, so Rabba sends to Abaye through Rav Shemaya bar Zaira. Velo matzinu mechitza le isur. Same question. But we didn't find the case of mechitza. That's all said. V'atanya yesh b'mechitzot hakerem lehakel ulahamir. Says when it comes to a kerem, a vineyard, sometimes walls serve as a leniency, and sometimes walls serve as a stringency. Depends how. Ketzad kerem hanatua ad ikar mechitza. Let's say you have a vineyard, and you planted the vineyard up until a wall. It's a wall that's mafsik. Zoreya meikar mechitza va'elech. You're allowed to plant on the other side of the wall, zera'im. No problem. So that's a leniency. So a wall that serves as a partition, you don't need four amot. You can plant immediately on the other side of the wall, flush against it, zera'im. No problem. Now, she'ilu en sham mechitza, but if you didn't have a mechitza, marhik dalir amot vizoreya. Then already, you have to separate the Gefanim from the Zera'im, at least for Amot. Vezeu mechitzat akerim lakel. That's the case of mechitzat akerim, where the mechitzat is lakel. We see the leniency, meaning a wall allows you to go back to back. Without a wall, you have to go for Amot. So we see the case of a mechitzat and a kerim that goes lakel. Now, where do you see a mechitzat lachmir? So the Gemara says, ulachmir ketzat. Where do you see a wall by a kerem is machmir? Hayam mashuch min hakotel yud aleph amma. You have a wall, okay? From the wall, go 11 amma away from the wall, and you planted gefanim. Okay? So now you have 11 amma between the gefanim and the wall. What does the Gemara say? Lo yavi zera lesham. You cannot plant vegetables in those 11 amot. So what do you see from over here? She'il maleh en mechitza marchik dal amot vezoraya. Which is, if you didn't have a wall at all, the rule is 4 amot. Now, wild case, you have a wall, you have to have 11 amot away from the wall, you have your keramim. You cannot plant in the 11, forget about 4. And now the wall necessitates, as we're going to see, according to Beit Hillel, that you need at least 12 ammah. 11 is not enough. You need 12 ammah, and we learned this case earlier in the Masechet, in order to plant zera'im. So that's a case of mechitza la'achmir. So the Gemara says, ketzad, I'm sorry, vizui mechitza ta'kelem la'achmir, we're on the second wide line. So what do you see over here? You found the mechitza le'esor, which is now you see the wall is bringing isur. Let's review. Without a wall, very easy. You put your zera'im over here, count for amot, put your keramim over here. No problem. It's considered separate, no din of kilayim. Put a wall up. You could also go, by the way, on opposite sides of the wall. Keramim on this side, zera'im on that side. No problem. The wall's considered a hefsek. But if you just have one wall, you need to go, as we're going to see immediately, 12 amma keramim. Then in the 12 amma somewhere, you could put your zera'im. But if you don't have at least 12 amma from the wall to the keramim, you cannot put in that area zera'im. So what do you see? Matsinu mechitza la'achmir. And now it comes out mechitza le'esor. So comes the Gemara and says, you're asking a question. This question was brought by Rava. So he brought the question from a braita. This is a braita, this whole thing with the wall and the keramim. So Abaye comes along and says, Amar le, v'leta'amech, according to your reason that you're asking a question, utban mematnitin. You could ask me this question from a Mishnah. So the same principle that you just mentioned from a braita is actually a beferush Mishnah. Now of course it's always better to ask from a Mishnah than a braita. So Abaye is helping Rava. He says, listen, you want to ask me a question? If that's the basis of your question, shoot from the Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? Ditnan. Karacha takerim. You have a bald spot in the kerim. What's the case? So imagine you have a whole beautiful vineyard, right? All of a sudden, in the middle of the kerim, the bald spot, meaning it's opened up. Nothing is planted over there. If you look at your pictures, without getting into the numbers, just so you can understand karacha takerim, number 331. Now you see all the green, that's all keramim. In the middle, there's a patch, an empty patch. So we want to know when you have an empty patch in the middle of your keramim, meaning on two sides you have keramim, what's the configuration where you'd be able to plant zera'im in the middle? Right, how far away? So the Gemara Mishnah says, Karachat keramim, Bet Shammai orim chavdal amot. Bet Shammai says you need 24 amot, ubet alel omrim taz amma. Let's understand the shitot over here. How does it work? Bet Shammai says you need 24 amot. Let's look at the pictures now. According to Bet Shammai, you have your patch in the middle. That's where you have your zera'im. Okay? Now, he holds that you need, everybody holds, that next to the kerem, you need 4 amot, which is annexed to the kerem. Why? That's in order to get the wagon and the animals to travel around it in order to service the keramim. So you have 4 on this side, and you have 4 on that side. So that's already 8. Now, next to the 4 amot that you annexed, in order to have a sizable area that's considered separate and not annexed, Bet Shammai says 8 amot is that shi'ur hashuv. So you would need 8 amot on one side and 8 amot on the other side. That's your patch, that's your way where you're planting the zera'im. So you have 4, 8, 8, 4. So altogether you have 24. Correct or not?
Yes.
You have, again, the middle section is 16, exactly. That's right. So you have four amot away from the kerem, that's makom of the working area. Then you have eight, plus another eight, plus another four. Now why do you need eight and eight? Because to him, eight is considered a significant shiur to be considered independent from the kerem, which means if it was less than eight, so then we would consider also annex it to the left side of the kerem. And if it was the less than eight on this side, you annex it to the other side. So in order to be considered separate, you need shi'ud of eight, they can be both sides. So good. You have kerem, four, and away from the four, shi'ud of eight, so now it's considered area for zera'im. Another eight, they can be the other side. Eight plus four, then you have your kerem. That's the Shita of Bet Shammai. Bet Hillel says no. Altogether, Bet Hillel says you need, and this is the picture, four away from the kerem, that's working space, then you need eight, which is he holds, Shi'ur Chashuv is four. So therefore you have four for the left side, then four again, you know, from the right side. So it's four, 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 altogether 16. That's the machloket, that's the picture. Number 331.
Bottoms also. No, Rabbi?
What's the bottoms?
Meaning
square.
So four from this side, four from this side, also need four and four from this side.
Yeah, it's a square, no matter which way you go across. Which way they go across. So according to him, it's 16. That's according to Beit Hillel. Okay, so continue the Gemara, gentlemen. Gemara says, I go on the second line, Ditnan. Karachat HaKerem, Beit Shammai Omrim, Beit Shammai says, Omrim Chaf Dalet Amot, Beit Hillel Omrim, Taz Amma, 16. Mahol HaKerem, what is Mahol HaKerem? Mahol HaKerem literally means the circle of the kerem. That's where you have a wall. That's picture number 332. Perimeter, exactly. You have your kerem, that's the green. Next to it, you have an open space, and it goes against a wall. Okay? It's not two keremim. It's a kerem that's up against a wall. So the Gemara says, when you have mahola kerem, Beit Shammai omrim taz amma. Beit Shammai says you need 16 amma. Beit Hillel omrim yud bet amma. And Beit Hillel says you need 12. Now let's analyze Beit Hillel. According to Beit Hillel, you need four amot. Right, that's from the kerem itself. That's working space. Plus you need shiur hashuv for a patch. That's another four. And then you need another four from the patch of zera'im to the wall. So what do you see from over here? That a wall now brings us a tremendous humrah. Which means if you didn't have this wall over here, the normal deen is what? Go four away. Now we're ready, you have to go four away, plus you need another four on the other side. So we see, so Abaye was telling Rava, you're bringing me from the Braita, that a wall you need, meaning if a wall is 11, it's no good. It's actually a Mishnah. The Beit Hillel says by a wall you need 12 in order to plant Zera'im. So why don't you ask me from the Mishnah? So he says, now the Gemara just explains all these principles. What is considered karachat kerem? Kerem shaharev im saito. Right, you have a kerem that in the middle of it, it became bald. It was destroyed. Im en sham taz amma. If you don't have, this is according to Beit Hillel, 16 amma lo yavi zera lesham. Do not bring greens over there. Vegetables. Ayu sham taz amma. But if you have in the bald spot 16 amma, noten lo kede avodato. You got to give an area for workage space, meaning four amot on both sides, off the kerem, vizoreya et hamuta motar, and then you can plant the rest. I mean, the eight amot that's left over, you plant. Ezuhi mahola kerem, what's considered the perimeter of the kerem? Ben a kerem lageder, between the kerem and the wall. Sheim en sham yidbet amma. If you don't have 12 amma from the kerem to the wall, lo yavi zera lesham. Do not bring or plant vegetables over there. But ayusham yidbet amma. If there was 12 amma, noten lo kede avodato. Take 4 amot off the kerem. Mezodeya et hamotar. Plant the next 4 amot, but you also have to leave 4 amot on the other side, empty, to the wall. So the question then is, what do you see over here? That a wall is bringing isur. Again, point being made, if there was no wall there, all you need is 4 amot, and you're okay. Here you're telling me you need at least a space of 12 amma. So the Gemara says, Abaye answers, Elahatam, lav hainu ta'ma. The reason is that's not the wall. The chol dalir amot legabe kerem avodat hakerem. First of all, the 4 amot, we all agree. 4 amot you gotta leave because 4 amot off a kerem is considered annexed to the kerem because it's avodah. You're working the kerem. That's not a question. However, legabe geder, when you have a wall over there, kevan de lo mizdaran, nobody plants right off the wall. Why? Because if you want your wall to be solid and not collapse, you leave the area next to the wall untilled. Because if you're going to plant that area, it ruins the foundation of the wall, and then what happens? The wall caves down. So what happens? Afkurem mafkar lehu debeni beni. Which means what you do is, they mafkir it. What do you mean they mafkir it? They make it ownerless in the sense they don't plant over there. Which is that area off the wall, no farmer plants. Why? Because he doesn't want the wall to collapse. So iika dalid hashivan. So if you have 4 amot, so they're ready. That's considered a normal space that the farmer will leave from planting. Viilo lo hashivan. And if not, it's not considered significant. Which means it's not the wall that's bringing isur over here. It's not a halachic issue over here that the wall is bringing isur. It's just a practice in farming over here. Jeez, when you have a wall, the reason why you got to leave the 12 amma is because a normal farmer is going to leave 4 amma. He's not going to plant in that area because he doesn't want his wall to cave in. Let's read Rashi. Look at Rashi. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines after they get wide. Lav hainu tama. Which means it's not the wall that brings this over here to Isu to make it a kerem. Haki karsin an arba amot de lehadeb kerem avodat kerem. Okay, if it came under tzarik lahavi kerem atzmo, so the 4 amot right next to the kerem is kerem because you need it for the kerem. Kevan de lo mizdaran. Why? Mishum te mekalkel le kotel. Avanim shehamahrisha ma'ale afar tihawah. See, when you're plowing, what happens? You're plowing, it brings up rocks and brings up soil. As you're bringing up the rocks, what happens? V'akotel nofel, kishen tachtav karka. Exactly, you're taking away the foundation of the wall. Hazaka v'achi tarami b'mabatra, marhikirit azera. So, afkurem mafkar lehu. What does he do? He makes that area ownerless. Legabe geder velo mitzarfer lehadeh hai, which means you cannot count that area as part of your 4 amot. You have to start your 4 amot after that. So it's not the wall is bringing isur. It's not a halachic wall bringing isur. A farmer doesn't plant by the wall. So therefore, Abaye comes along and says, first of all, Rabbi, your question could have been brought from a Mishnah. And second of all, it's not a question. So you still didn't find me a case where a mechitza brings halachic isur. Normally, walls usually bring kulot, not chumrot. The Gemara continues. Gemara says, next case. Amar Yehuda, Gimel Kerfifiyot. Okay, you have now, Kerfifiyot are enclosed areas. If you remember early in the Masechet, we learned cases where people are traveling, let's say, in the desert. Okay? And there was coming Shabbat, and they wanted to make an enclosed area for them to carry on Shabbat. Now, they don't have bricks with them. They can't construct walls. So if you remember, we learned they make makeshift walls. We let them take their saddles and all their equipment and start piling up and making small little enclosed areas. Those enclosed areas in the Midbar, we call them like karfifiyot, enclosed areas. And the chidush is that normally a karpef that's not made from solid walls, meaning a solid wall would be a wall that has a sheti va'erev, right? A wall that has things going across and things going down, or solid brick or something like that. Walls made out of poles and stuff like that are considered mechitzot giruot. They're considered inferior walls, as we learned. And one of the things we said was about mechitzot giruot is that even though you're making them for dwelling purposes, however, they cannot be more than betzatayim. So normally the law is that if it's hukaf ledira, if you're making walls for dwelling purposes, so it can even be more than betzatayim, it's considered a reshut yachid. However, if it's not hukaf ledira, so then already more than betzatayim we treat as a karmelit. However, in these walls that are considered mechitzot giruot, even though you're doing it for dwelling, we said we give you up to betzatayim. Your area can only be more than betzatayim, we're not going to let those travelers carry, unless we said there's more than three people. More than three people, we call them a shayara. A shayara is a caravan. When you have three people, the rabbis came along and said, even if you're using mechitzot giruot, you're allowed to make the enclosed areas even more than betzatayim, and they can carry in the area. And that's basically a review of these principles that we learned earlier. Now the Gemara is going to apply them. The Gemara says like this: Amar of Yehuda, Gimel karfifiyot zu bisad zu. We have three karfifiyot all next to each other. Shnayim machitzonim megufafim. The two outer ones have shoulders, megufafim, they have walls jutting out. Va'imsai eno megufaf. But the middle one is flush, opened to both of them. Picture 333, you see it clearly. Look at the two outer karfifiyot. They have those gifufim coming out of the sides, right? Those are considered like walls, right? On the left side, you have another karpif that also has gifufim coming out, 333. And then in the middle karpif, you see there's a guy standing there, it's flush, opened up to both of them. Okay, so the Gemara says, V'yachid bezeh, V'yachid bezeh. There's an individual living in each one of these karpifiyot, or at least one guy in each karpif. So it says, Na'asa kishayara. You give it a status of a shayara, meaning you have three people now. V'notnim lahem kotsurkan. And you give them all their needs. Okay, which means you can now give them all their needs. Why? Because we're going to consider all these three over here in one area. Meaning, if you remember the law we said, is when you have a case like this, we consider the one in the middle, right, that has now, is in the middle of two karfifiyot that have petachim, with gifufim next to each other. So we consider now, all the three are considered in the middle. And therefore you have three people, then you get the kulot of a caravan, where you can make it even bigger than Betzatayim. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, look at Rashi please. Shnayim ha'chitzonim megufafin. It's off the picture, two lines off that picture. So the two outer ones are migufaf. Shachitzonim nahavim minayim sa'i. The outer ones are wider than the middle one. Vu parutz l'shneim b'milu'o. And the middle one is totally flush, open into both of them. V'gifufin otfim alav. The gifufim are overlapping them. V'yachid bezeh, v'yachid bezeh. V'yachid bezeh. He is a third yachid, because you really have three kerpifiyot. So three people in each individual one. Na'asu shayara v'notim lehem kotzurkan. De'amrinan, what's the logic? Diyure gedolim bekatan. We consider the gedolim by the katan, right? Because they're considered as if it's annexed to them. And therefore all the two guys on the outside are considered in the middle. So they have three guys there. V'nimsu shaloshtam be'emsa'i. So you have three guys in the middle. V'imsa'i mitzarfan umutar imsa'i zeh kol shu gadol lekep mechitzas shel sheti or shel erev v'kol she'anemu. Which means, we're talking about obviously where they made eruv amongst themselves. Otherwise there's no connection with them at all. And now the chidush is, since we consider the outer two karfifiyot in the middle, right, because they have the gifufim, so they're annexed to the middle. They take the middle, one that's open totally. So now you have three guys in the middle. Once you have three guys in the middle kafef can be even more than Bet Satayim, and you have no problem of carrying that area. So the Gemara says, Vadai, certainly, Emsa'im Migufaf, if the middle one was Migufaf, go to picture number 334, the opposite case. The middle one has Gifufim, Ushnaim Ha'itzonot Ena Migufafim, and the outer ones now are flush into the center one. V'yachid bazeh, v'yachid bazeh, v'yachid bazeh. And you have three guys in each one, one guy in each one. En notim nahem ela bayit shesh, or bet shesh. Meaning, the most you can have is six se'ah. Meaning, two, each one has bet se'ah. Why? Because in this case over here, each one is considered individual. Because we do not annex anybody to the center anymore. Which is, you only annex them to the center when the side karfifiyot had posts. So then already we say, like we learned in the Mishnah by the Hatzer Gedolah and the Hatzer Ketana, that what? That the Gedolah is considered part of the Ketana. So therefore you could put all three, right? The two guys on the sides move into the center. And then we have a Shayara. But in this case over here, where the Ketana, which is the middle one, has the Gefufim, and it's opened up on both sides are considered opened up to it. So therefore we do not have an area that has three people. And therefore the maximum size of each karfif can only be Betzatayim. So the maximum you can have is six. Two, two, and two. Okay? So now the Gemara is going to ask some questions. Gemara says like this. Ibayilu. Question number one. Ehad bazeh ve'ehad bazeh ushnayim be'emsa'i. You have two guys in the middle. Mahu. What's the question? Now let's analyze. When it comes to the middle, what's the logic? He annexes one of the sides. Okay? So let's say he goes to the right. You only have two people. Let's say he goes to the left. You only have two people. So that's why that case, you never have an area that has three people. But let's say there's two guys in the middle. Now if you say two guys to the middle, if you say both of them go to the left karpif, because again, he annexes, he has the gifufot, the middle guy. So if he annexes the right side or the left side, so you got three guys in one of those two. So again, what I want to analyze. Now, if he goes to this side, you have three. V'ilahach hanafke telata havu. O dilma, had l'ach hanafik v'had l'ach hanafik. Or do you say, well, who says that we look at it that two guys will go to one side? Maybe I'll look at it as one guy goes to one side, and one guy goes to the other side. So you still don't have an area of three. So the Gemara says, v'imtim silomar had l'ach hanafik v'had l'ach hanafik. And if you want to be mahmir, and you want to tell me when there's two guys in the middle, it doesn't help you. Because we're going to consider it, one guy goes to this side, and one guy goes to that side, and therefore you still don't have an area of three. Shnayim bazeh, v'shnayim bazeh, v'echad be'emsa'imahu. Now put two guys on the outer karpeth, on the left side, and two guys in the right karpeth, and one guy in the middle. So now, all the whatever side he goes to, that side is going to get three. So the Gemara says, ha'cha v'day, here for sure, either ha'cha nafki, tlata havu. Whichever side you put them on, you can have a shayara. Or dilma, or do you say, ima le'ach anafik, v'ima le'ach anafik? Or do I say, since it's a safek, you don't know which side the guy is going to go to, so therefore, each side ends up with two. Because you don't know if he's going to go to the left on Shabbat or to the right on Shabbat. So you still have two. So therefore, you cannot make an area more than a Betzatayim. So the Gemara says, Vilcheta Bayan Lekula. In all the questions that we just asked, all the answers are going to go Lekula. We go lenient. And therefore, in the case where you have two guys in the middle, and the middle one has the Gifufim, so he annexes either side. So whatever side they go to will be lenient. That what? It's considered two guys go to that side. Only she realizes which side you're going to go to. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, look at Rashi when it says, Ibayalehu. Imsa'im migufaf. Right, the middle guy is walled with shoulders. Ve'lo hitzonim. Ushne anashim be'imsa'i. Two guys in the middle. V'yahid bazeh v'yahid bazeh mai. Ila'ach anafke. V'hanach de'imsa'i. These guys in the middle. Ho'il v'shneem sholtim lekan ulekan. Since they are sholet on both sides, shadet tarvayu lehacha, put two guys on the right, v'tarvayu lehacha, v'nishnu shtei kerfifiyot ha'itzurim hekef mekot sarkan. So the Gemara's question was saying, matir both of them. Since potentially they can go to both sides, and have shenita on both sides, so the outer kerfifiyot can be even more than metzatayim. Because what's the law? In an area where you have three people, even if you have mi'itzot giruot, you're allowed to be more than ben tzadah. The only question, how are you going to get the three? Only have one guy in the outer kafifiyot. Yeah, but I got two guys in the middle. And we know that the deen is, the area that has the gifufim, the other area becomes part of the area. They sholet on that area. So if they sholet on that area, they're considered in the area next to it. So the Gemara comes out, you know what? The kula. Put them over here, and put them over there, and both sides, lemaaseh, can be bigger than Betzatayim. And the Hiddush of the Gemara as well is, that even if you have one guy in the middle, and you have two guys on the outer Kerpiviyot, still we're going to be Mekir. Because since if he goes to either side, he'll make it to three, so they can also be considered a Shayara, and therefore give you more than Betzatayim. Comes the Gemara on a totally different point now. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda comes along and says, okay, what's considered a wall? Gidud hamisha umihitza hamisha en mitzarfim ad shiyehe o kid kudo begidud o kudo bemihitza. Okay, what's the case? You have a gidud. What's a gidud? We'll call it an elevation. You have your pictures, 335, perfect. You have an area, hey, showing in front of the houses here. You have an elevation off the ground, 5 tefachim. What is this elevation made out of? Stones, dirt, whatever you want to make it made out of. Above it, you have a wall. Alright, the wall is also 5 tefachim. So you have called 5 gidud, 5 wall. Is that considered a mechitza or not? So the Gemara says over here, gidud hamisha. Umechitza hamisha, en mitztarfin. It's not considered combined, and therefore you need achi or kulob gidud or kulob mechitza. It's got to be all elevation, all stones, whatever it is, bricks or dirt, or all wall. That's the deen. Comes the Gemara and says, "Metive." Now, who's talking over here? This is Rav Chisda. Metive. The Gemara asks a question on Rav Chisda. Shtei hatserot. You have two courtyards. That's picture number 336. You'll see it in a minute. Zu lema'ala mizu. One is higher than the other one. Ve'elyona givuha min ha'tachtona asara tefachim. The elyona is higher than the tachtona by 10 tefachim. O shiyesh ba gidud hamisha o mechitza hamisha. Oh, or it's not a wall that's separating that's higher than 10. It's gidud hamisha, mechitza hamisha, me'arvin shnayim ve'en me'arvin ehad. So what do you see over here? It's considered a wall. And therefore it's separating between the two hatzerot. And therefore the only way is they have to make two separate eruvin. They cannot make one eruv. Why? Because they are separated by a wall. Look at picture number 336. You see it. You see the guy standing in the hatzer? That's one hatzer. That hatzer is elevated. See, of course you have a gidur hamisha and a mechitza hamisha. You don't see the other chatzir on the other side. It's on the other side, the chatzir. Right? There's where the green is. There's no houses over there. It's a funny picture. But the point is, this is higher than 10 with a wall that has 5 gidur and 5 mechitza. And still the Gemara is saying, what? It's a wall. Now, pachot mikan. Now, of course, if it was less than 10, me'arvin echad ve'en me'arvin shnayim. That's obvious. If it's less than 10, it's not considered a wall, and therefore they're considered one, and therefore the Hatzer only has an option to join in one joint Eruv, right, and not two. But what do you see over here? Kasha on Rav Chisda. You told me Rav Chisda, Gidud and wall do not combine. What are you talking about? Here you have Gidud and wall combines to separate the Hatzerot. So Gemara says, Amar, that's going to be Rava. Moder Rav Chisda betachtona. Rav Chisda agrees that legabe the bottom chatzer, the lower chatzer, it is considered a wall. Why? Ho'il v'ro'e p'nei asara. When it comes to the lower chatzer, when it looks out, it sees the entire wall. Because it's lower. You understand? So that's the guy on, not where the guy's standing in the picture, the guy on the other side. The guy on the other side, the other chatzer, to him, he sees gidud, and he sees all. So the gabe the tahtona, vada, you can combine gidud and kotel. But the gabe the elyon guy, where he only sees the top part of the kotel. He doesn't see the gidur on the bottom, so for him it's not going to be considered a wall. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, tahtona ta'arif shnayim velo ta'arif echad. Then clearly the tahtona, if it's considered a wall for the tahtona, their only option is to make two erubin, right? They have to make an eruv, because there's a wall between them and the elyon, and they cannot have an option to make one. However, elyona, the elyon, lo ta'arev lo echad velo shenayim. The elyon should not have an option to make any eruv. How could that be? How could the elyon, which means you wanna let the tahton make erubin, they can make their own eruv. They have no problem. However, they cannot. You cannot allow the elyon to make an eruv if this is the scenario. Why? Rashi. Look at Rashi. Tahtona tre ta'arif, meaning the tahton can make an eruv. Two, meaning their own eruv. Kelama la'atzma ta'arif diyureha. Veloim elyona, but they cannot join with the elyona. Obviously, why? Because their wall is considered a wall. Share mechitza b'nehem. Aval elyona afidu le'atzma asura. Why? She'atachtona osarta. Because the tachton, the bottom chatzer is osedet. She'en kan mechitza. Which means legabe the elyon. On the elyon side, there's no wall. So they're opened up into an area that they're asur to. Listen to what happens over here. It ruins the elyon. Because the tahton, they have to make their own eruv. Beautiful. Now, the gabe the elyon, they don't have a wall, the elyon. So they're opened up to an area that they cannot go into. Because they did not make an eruv with those guys. And the tahton cannot make an eruv with the elyon because they have a wall on their side. They can't even make one, obviously, joint. Because it's all good. If we don't have a wall, so let's join. No, you can't join. Because on the tahton side, there is a wall. So therefore, they're considered separate. So it's a catch 22. When you look at it from the tahton side, I'm not part of you. So the tahton says, okay, I make my own eruv, I'm good. When you look at it from the elyon side, the elyon side is considered opened into the tahton. Why? Because on the elyon side, there's no wall. Because they cannot see the wall. So therefore, they're opened up to an area that is asur to them. So the elyon cannot do anything. So the Gemara is asking, if that's your logic, why does the Braita say that they can each make their own eruv? On the contrary, the tahton have no problem that you can make an eruv. But the elyon should not be allowed to make an eruv at all. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Abba Bar Uda. He answers, Kegon Shaita elyona megufefet ad eser amot. Oh, a little tricky the case. That goes to 337. Same case, you have your gidud 5, you have your wall 5. That doesn't change. But what happened was, on the side, on top of that, right? Top of that, you have the 5. And the 5, put another 5. On top of that, on the sides. Make shoulders. Okay, we call that gifufin. Now, just on the sides, leave the center opened. Okay? So now, these guys over here on the elyon, they also have walls of 10. Right? Because they have the kotel of 5. And above the kotel of 5, you added a another five. So they considered having mechitzot, and they considered having mechitzot. Legabe the tahton, they see the ten. They see gidur and they see kotel. No problem with that. Legabe the elyon, they also see 10 on the corners. So they would have considered a legitimate wall on both sides. So therefore, each one could make a separate eruv. So comes again and says, let's just read, it's nikarot to everybody. The migufafota, the migufaf is nikar. Why not? You have the five of wall, and you have the five above that. The whole wall is not, obviously not, but just the gifufina. Look at Rashi, please. Rashi says, let's read, b'migufefet. Mechitza asara, you have a wall of 10, ad ha-gidud, right? Not five anymore, you have a wall of 10 on the gidud, ad esir amot im sa'iyot, which means, you have less than 10 amot in the middle space. Because if you have more than 10 amot, it's considered a pirtza. So therefore you want it to be considered a petach. So that she says, ala gidud ad esir amot im sa'iyot shenichua ke'en petach, ולא נניח שם מחיצה עשרה, אלא מחיצה חמישה, בגידור חמישה, הכך שתיהן מערבות לעצמן, ואין זה אוסרת על זה. לגבי תחתונה, לגבי זה lower חצר, כולה סתומה היא. It's all closed. Which means, because he has a, even in the opened area, for the תחתון is considered a wall of 10. Follow good. And from the תחתון's perspective, it's 10 all over. Even in the center area, because he's looking at a mechitza of 10. Right. So for him, it's totally closed. There's no petach for him. Exactly. Correct. For him, we consider it totally sealed. That she continues. Good. You have mechitza on the side with a petach. Now, what's the deal? Which means technically from the Elyon side he should have options, which means he's got a petah. Normally when you have a petah you can go make one. Only problem is he can't make one because they get rid of the tahton, he's sealed. So therefore each side will make a separate eruv. So comes the Gemara and says, if that's the way you're learning the case, ema sefa. We'll bring you a question from the Sefa. Sefa v'abraita. What does it say? Pachot mikan, if it's less than that, me'arvin echad, ve'en me'arvin shnayim. What's the case? Go to picture number... Well, we don't have the picture in the... Because the art school has a picture. Good. Look at... Which one are we going to look at over here?
Diagram E.
Where is diagram E? Well, maybe it's on the next page. diagram E. Okay, I don't have numbers in my book over here. Okay, basically what happened is like this. Keep the same configuration. You have the Hatzer Elyon, you have the Hatzer Tachton. Okay? Now what you have is like this. Instead of having, you have your five, it's the same thing. You have your gifufim on the side, right? And you have gidur on the bottom, and you have wall on top, and then wall. But instead of having five, the middle to the first wall, the first mechitza of five is not five. It's less than that. You took a little away from the middle area. So now your middle area, compare diagram D to diagram E. Look at you see the clear difference. Well, you see the center, look at the center, the open area. Look at that area, it's all five. It's totally five. And the diagram E, you see, it's not five anymore. They made the center area less. It looks like it's more about like three. Okay? So now, what's the deen? So the Gemara says like this. If that's the way you're learning the case, emasefa pachot mikan, if it's less than that, me'arvin echad, ve'en me'arvin shnayim. So now you only make one. Why do you make one eruv? Because now it's considered, you don't have a wall of 10. And therefore it's considered, like a bit of tahton now, they're not looking at 10. they're looking at 7 or 8. So therefore, it's not considered a mechitza. So good. So the gabeh the tachton, it's flush. It's opened up. And the gabeh the elyon, you're telling me also that what? That that you do not have 10 as well on their side. And therefore, they're considered one as well. So everybody joins in one eruv. So the Gemara asks. Gemara says, why does the Braita say you make one? Well, I understand why they can make one, but but they should also give an option to make two erubin. Why? Because of the gifufim, which means since the elyon, if you're learning the case where there's gifufim, so technically the elyon guy, he's got walls of 10 from the Givuvin. So they would technically, you could look at it that he could be separate. So if he has walls, and therefore, no, the bottom guy, even if he sees the Givuvin. So therefore, that's the Gibaraz gun. Right, both could go separate because the Gaber, each side is considered walls. They have. Oh, but also it's considered one because your opened area, right, has less than a wall of 10 in that spot. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ema Sefa. Look at Rashi, Ema Sefa. Val Korhach, Hai Pachot Mikana Mechitzat Hamisha, Shebe'esra Amot Ka'e. When we say it's less, Pachot Mikan is somewhere in the center area that's opened. Okay? Not by the Yigivuvin. Yigivuvin are 10. He says, again, Valkorhak, Hai Pachot Mikan Am Mechitzat Hamisha Shebe'esra Amot Ka'e. Da'a Bechol Ha'ekef Mechitza Asara Ika. Because on the whole area you have walls of 10. It's just in the center area we're telling you it got diminished. So what? Iba echad ta'arev, that petach gamuru, it's a stehen. Because now it's considered a petach. Why? For the Elyon it was always a petach. The Hidush is now for the tachton, since it's less than 10 in that area, it's not a wall. So you have a petach, the gabed the tachton as well. See, in the first case in the Deish, if it was 10 in the middle, the gabed the tachton, it's a wall. It's not a petach then. So he has no option to make one eruv. But now that you tell me the center area that's opened is less than 10, so for sure for the elyon, it's a petach. And for the tachton as well, when he's looking, what is he looking at? He's looking at 8. And therefore no wall. So it's considered opened up, so he should be able to have an option to make one. However, look at the next sheshi. Iba'e had te'arev. Or, like the Gemara says, Iba'ya tre te'arev. Or they should have the option to make two. Why? Because bottom line, since they both have gifufim, the elyon does, and the tachton does, so that should be considered like a, to separate them with walls. Why does the Braita only give you the option then, to only make one? If the case was like this, we have gifufim with a petah in the middle, the sefer doesn't make sense. Because the sefer should tell me, Pachot mikan, ihad, itre. But the Braita doesn't say that. It says, I pachot mikan, had me'arev. Why only had me'arev? You should give me the option to also, tre me'arev. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Bered Rava, Kegon shenifretza tachtona, Bimilu'a le'elyona. You want to see a picture to that? There's your picture number 338. You see the Chatzir Tachtona?
Yeah.
So in this case over here, it doesn't have Gifufin. Put the Gifufin only by the Elyon, which is the Gabed the Tachton. It's totally flush, opened to the Elyon. So the Gabed, he does not have 10 at any point across the whole area. He's opened. And therefore, he has no option to make a separate eruv because he is totally joined with the elyon. So therefore, the Gemara says pachot mikan in a case where what, where it's totally opened less than 10. So your only option is to make an eruv both with them. So the Gemara says, wait. Ah, that's the Gemara's next question. Iache tach tachtona had te'arev, tre lo te'arev. Yeah, you're right. But a tachton guy, you got no options. He can only make one eru, meaning because he's connected. However, eliona ibaya tre te'arev, ibaya had te'arev, which is legabe the elyon guy, two he can go together to make one long eru because he has a petah. But keep in mind, he also has gifufin, which is considered a mechitza. So technically, he can also go solo if he wants. He can do his own eruv. Why then does it say pachot mikan? And you're learning the case is where it's parutz totally on one side. Why does it say had ta'arev? It should say had ta'arev the gabedi tahton, but the gabedi alyon, it should be even an option if he wants to make his own eruv because of the gifufin. Gemara's final answer. You're right. The Elyon can make its own Eruv. So why didn't it say that then? So the Gemara says, V'chi ketani pachot mikan ma'avin echad ve'en ma'avim shnayim atachtona. The Gemara's answer is that when it says that the you can only make one joint Eruv, it was looking at it from the tachtona's perspective. Now, the Elyon's perspective, 100%. He can make one Eruv combined, or if he wants to make his own Eruv, he can as well. So let's just review this last point and we're done. The Gemara brought originally Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda came along with a principle and said, you can't have a Tziruf of Gidud, which is elevation and wall. And in conclusion, that stands true legabe the Elyona, that cannot see it. But the gabe the tachtona, that can see a wall that's elevated, it would be considered 10, no matter what it's made out of. And the Gemara brought braitot, and Rav Chisda will learn the braita that it's talking about, you had gifufin in the Elyon, so therefore the bottom has a legitimate wall, because it can see 10. The top also has a wall, the gabe the gifufin. Okay, so and it's opened. It has a petah in the middle. So the Gemara just brought a question from the Sefa that said, if it was less, so if it was less, then you only have an option to make one. And the Gemara said, why? Because both sides technically have gifufin. So the Gemara answered, no, it's flush on the side of the tahton, so he only has an option to make one eruv. Oh, but then the top should have an option to make his own. Gemara said, Kanami does. When we said he only have an option to make one, it was the gabedi tahtona, not the elyona. Amen.